Detroit's Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick will be fighting for political survival next week. The governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm, plans to hold a hearing next Wednesday to consider removing Mr. Kilpatrick from office. The mayor awaits trial on multiple felony counts, but he's refused to resign. Although a judge decided yesterday to review the legality of the hearings, Detroit Public Radio's Noah Ovshinsky reports there's a growing sense in the city that a change in leadership may be coming.
Kwame Kilpatrick was once very much a rising star in the Democratic Party. At 31, he was the youngest mayor ever elected in Detroit. But so much has happened in the 7 years since. Kilpatrick now wears a court-ordered tracking device on his ankle, and he's forbidden from traveling outside Metro Detroit. He's facing a legal firestorm threatening not only a once promising political career, but also his freedom. Kilpatrick has been charged with 10 felonies in 2 different criminal cases. Most of the charges, including perjury and misconduct in office, stem from testimony he gave during a whistleblower's trial last year. The other charges stem from a run-in he had with 2 police officers trying to serve a subpoena. With thousands of residents fleeing the city every year, a record number of foreclosures, and a shrinking auto industry, the city can hardly afford this controversy.
I can't move around anywhere without somebody asking me about what's going on in the city of Detroit.
That's Kilpatrick's predecessor, Mayor Dennis Archer.
As I've talked to other citizens, when they go to sorority meetings or national meetings, fraternity meetings, when they go on family reunions, etc., they get the same kind of questions. What is going on in the city of Detroit?
A few miles from City Hall sits one of Detroit's most successful small businesses. At Avalon Bakery, the opinions are as diverse as the clientele. Standing in line, Sheila Patrick says Kilpatrick has to go.
The city government needs to be imploded and started all over again. We need fresh ideas, new people. And once we do that and we get a sense of what these newer people think is best for the city, I think we'll start to see some growth and some improvement.
The U.S. Census Bureau just released data ranking Detroit as the poorest big city in the nation. The city's official unemployment rate stands at more than 15%. Those calling for the mayor's ouster say the controversy isn't helping the situation. Avalon customer and lawyer Betty Huster agrees, but argues Kwame Kilpatrick deserves his day in court.
If he gets convicted of something, then he's going to have to resign. But I don't think that all these extraordinary measures to kind of cut that process short really serve us in the long run.
Those extraordinary measures include a hearing scheduled for Wednesday aimed at removing Kilpatrick from office. Governor Jennifer Granholm has agreed, on behalf of the Detroit City Council, to act as a judge and jury. While she has the power to oust public officials for misconduct, it may not get that far. Lawyers for Kilpatrick are in plea negotiations with prosecutors, and most here expect they'll lead to Kwame Kilpatrick's resignation, perhaps before next week's hearing. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit.